We are back with our Christmas episode of Never Trust a Skinny Cook. Mike Cummings, along with my friend Miss Sammy Quiggins. And Miss Sammy, how are you this Christmas day?
Oh, I am so blessed and so happy and just good, good, good. That's all you can say.
Absolutely. And the Christmas carols all say it's the most wonderful time of the year and things like that. But you know, it really is. It's time that we get to spend with family and friends. And throughout the year, it seems like we don't get to do that nearly enough. But at Christmas time, we make the time.
And you know, it seems like everybody's in a good mood. Occasionally you have words with your husband or something and it's not that great. But mainly, it is a wonderful time of year. And we all, of course, need to always remember the reason for the season and not let that get buried in the wrapping paper and the decorations and the cooking and all the shopping and all the hustling. I have a lot of good memories for Christmas. You know, we didn't have a very big family. It was really just us at Christmas. We didn't have a huge bunch of family. My mother's family lived in Oklahoma and my dad was an only child. So most Christmases, it was just us. I have a lot of good memories of Christmas. You know, we always had a nice Christmas breakfast. We would have Mama, for a lot of years, made pecan waffles, you know, and a pitcher of warm maple syrup and a pitcher of melted butter and some fresh fried sausage. So, you know, that wasn't a bad breakfast.
Not at all.
Daddy had a friend, Lester Dow. Daddy was never a hunter. He didn't ever hunt, but if anybody gave him game, of any kind, we ate it. So Lester would give Daddy a bunch of quail. And so they would save those a lot of times for a Christmas breakfast. And Mama would fry those quail and make biscuits and gravy and scrambled eggs. You know, that was a big treat. We didn't get as many things for Christmas as it seems like people do now. We usually got one big thing, kind of, and then we got some clothes and various small things, but it was really a good time together and a great time. We looked forward to it. We'd already worn out the Sears and Roebuck Montgomery Ward Christmas catalog, you know, looking at that and picking out all the things we wanted. And we had all the Christmas things at school. You know, you had a lot of stuff then. We had a big Christmas tree at school and you drew names and wore. Wonderful cooks in the lunchroom always had a turkey and dressing meal before school was out. We'd have a program in the gym with a huge big tree. The senior class got to go get the big tree. You didn't go to the tree lot and get it. You went on Spike's farm and cut it. But the seniors got to do that, and then they decorated that. And then we have the glee club and various entertainments, you know, when you had the tree, and then you would have the gifts. And it was a great time. You know, I grew up in a good time. There weren't as many worries in some ways as there are now. And my Christmases were always delightful. And then, of course, after I had Lee, that was always fun because that was the main thing at Christmas, you know, was making him happy. One year I had his Christmas, I'd keep his Christmas stuff in the trunk of the car so he wouldn't see it. It was when we first came out with some kind of computers. I can't remember what it was. You remember Commodore and
sure.
64, was it something 64?
Right, the Commodore 64.
I had it in the trunk of the car, and so after he and Raleigh go to bed, I go out to get it. We'd had a little glaze of ice, and I couldn't get the trunk open.
Okay.
That was one of those wonderful Christmases. I can't remember how I finally got it open. I kept going, maybe it warmed up and turned to rain in the night. But I go out there after they go to bed to get that and can't get it. Couldn't get that in the trunk. You got some Christmas memories too?
I do. And some of my best are just that time you get to spend with family. I remember going out with my dad with the single bit axe onto my aunt and uncle's farm back behind us and chopping down the Christmas tree. You mentioned that earlier in your comments. We cut the Christmas tree and bring it in. And that to me was just amazing because before that, we had always gotten a tree off a lot when we lived in Jefferson County. Dad and I would go out and chop it down and bring it in and put it in a bucket full of gravel. And then we'd spend the evening decorating it and then sit there and look at our accomplishments. I remember that very vividly. And I miss those times greatly as well. You know, I lost Dad when I was 18 years old and I was fortunate enough to have Mom until 2012 and got to spend many more Christmases with her. The memories you make at Christmas time are priceless. And then, like you say, when you have a child of your own, it changes Christmas totally. That makes the focus on your child, and kind of like the Grinch, your heart grows 12 times.
And of yourself, you're not thinking about what you're going to get. You're thinking about what that child's going to get.
Absolutely. And when I was a kid, we would go to my grandparents' house in Grayson County, and we would normally stay at my maternal grandparents, and we would have Christmas Eve there with them, and Christmas morning, we would go over to my paternal grandparents. It never failed. There was always a bigger crowd at my paternal grandparents, and we would just have a bunch of kids there. And if it was warm enough, we'd be playing outside. If it wasn't warm enough, we'd all be around the wood stove and have the Christmas tree over in the corner. There's no telling how loud it got in that little house, but those are some great memories as well.
I have had for the last several years, for quite a few years, Daddy passed away and then Mama got older and had problems. I've had all the Van Lords here at my house because, of course, Nora and Charles and Jonathan really, well, Nora was 16 when they moved here, but they really grew up in this house. So this is coming home to them. I have my screensaver here. Last year, everybody was here last year. All of course, there was just the four of us, Nora, Charles, and Jonathan, but all of our kids and their kids' kids, and, you know, everybody was here. Now, this year, we have two new babies, so I'm not sure that some of them are going to get to come, and then Jody has a new job, and he's low man on the totem pole, and, you know, when you're low man on the totem pole, you don't get to go for several days.
No, that's the unfortunate part of that, and a lot of times, it is very difficult to get everybody together all at one time on Christmas.
Last year, I had this picture as a screensaver on my computer, and has been since last Christmas, but it's, I think there was 35. We have a big time. We give the little kids something, the aunts and uncles, Nora, Charles, and Jonathan, and I give everybody that's still in high school and down, we give them something. We draw their names. But then we have Dirty Santa, you know, where everybody brings a gift, all the adults do.
Right.
We steal and pass those around, and you were talking about the noise. You know, even in this big old house, it's pretty noisy.
That's one of the joys of Christmas, is hearing everybody happy and those voices raised.
I think sometimes if I just record that and listen to it,
might be kind of like a tonic about middle of winter.
Right. But we do. We have a good time. I'm truly, truly thankful for it. I really am. Thankful to be together and thankful that we're here and able to be together.
Absolutely. This is Christmas Day. We would like to wish everyone health, happiness, and joy throughout the Christmas season and into the new year.
Certainly true. I wish all of you all, you know, I always say it's family, friends, fun, food. Can't go bad with all those. And I wish everybody a Merry, Merry Christmas and a Blessed New Year.
Miss Sammy, what do we always say?
You know, you look at Santa Claus, you can't ever trust a skinny cook.
Merry Christmas.